Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
live and direct from Bismarck today,
here's what I tell everyone.
What's on your mind?
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
We are live from the Late Night Energy Council annual meeting. 50 years.
Land with countless.
They've been having these meetings. 50 years. Pretty amazing.
Happiness and ain't out of reach.
Whether you've ever been to a Late Night Energy Council meeting or not, you really, really, really have to be happy that these gatherings happen, because they're all about affordable, reliable energy. About a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal that provides baseload energy. And we're going to talk about some of those things today, and also a little bit about the reliability of the grid, which, because of the Biden administration, is in danger of failing. It is on the precipice. So we're going to talk about that today. First thing we're going to talk about is what happened yesterday in the United States House of Representatives. Kevin, I have been literally on the phone the entire time from Fargo to Bismarck and heard not one second of the Need to Know Morning Show. So I am learning for the first time what you think about what happened yesterday. Kevin?
Yes. Sorry, I had a call there.
No, I hadn't heard what you said. Give me your 30-second top-line take on the drama yesterday in the House.
Just that, drama, historic, hadn't happened before, et cetera, got it, check, now what? I'm tired of he did this because of this and this and that and whatever. I'm hearing both sides, but now what? Now what are you going to do to get in a room? What's the first thing the pro tem does is send him home for a week? Come on. That was one,
But see, that's part of the chaos that Matt Gaetz and company caused.
I guess.
Because a Speaker pro tem can't run the House. He can't do anything. So, I mean, you need a Speaker of the House. So I think the week was to say, we better sort out this. I'm sort of where you are on the now what. First of all, I think, look, if you run Kevin Inc. and you have 208 people working for you, or 218 people, whatever the House majority is, I think it's 218, and one of those individuals, your employees, can fire you at any time, there's no possible way that in the business that they are in the United States House of Representatives, trying to get legislation done and things happening, that you're never going to not have one person ticked at you. And so this is what disappoints me. Matt Gaetz and eight or nine others joined every Democrat and threw the agenda of the United States House of Representatives to the wolves. Okay, it's happened. Now what? To take Kevin's point. But what I think we're going to hear from Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who's going to join us to talk about this. He, by the way, gave the closing speech in favor of Kevin McCarthy remaining as Speaker last night, yesterday afternoon, I guess it was. And Kelly's going to join us. But what changes if you have another Speaker, and that Speaker still has the threat of one member saying, you're gone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Vacate the chair.
Let's get it done. Let's do it today. Let's go. Whatever you got to do. Fix it.
Darn right, fix it. Here's my big question. A year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, is this going to be better for the conservative cause, or have we squandered the one shining light we have right now, which is a majority in the House of Representatives, albeit very small, So in the long run, do you think this turns out better for the conservative cause or worse? That's my question for you today. 701-271-1100. I'm right now focused on what's next. And as seamless as possible, since Kevin McCarthy said he's going to step down, as seamless as possible to get somebody in that spot and do the work of the people. Now, I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. 73% of government has been funded by votes by the Republicans in the House. Okay? There's a couple stuck in committee that were getting ready to come to the floor, and Matt Gaetz said, no, you can't bring these to the floor. They're not good enough for me. So Matt Gaetz complaining that quote-unquote regular order or these appropriations bills weren't voted on falls on deaf ears with me because they were part of the reason they didn't get voted on. So you can't create chaos and then blame chaos for wanting the change. But here's the most important point. How many appropriation bills have the Senate passed? They have 12 of them in total. How many do you think they passed over there, Kev?
I don't believe they've passed any yet.
Thank you very much. You'll be here all week. Zero. Zero.
There you go. Just right on, right according to the playbook. Don't ever do anything. Don't actually solve any problems.
No, and unfortunately, the Republicans are scared to death of shutting down the government, which honestly, politically, there is reason for them to be scared to death, because what you do is hand a big, giant club to the Biden administration to say, okay, how much pain do you want to inflict because the government shut down? That's why they win. It's frustrating. If I heard one question over and over in the whatever many of hours it's been since this vote to vacate the speakership, it's why do Republicans always have these circular firing squads, and why do the Democrats always manage to stick together? It's a great question.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really good question. And I think that's where some political discipline has to come in. Everything Matt Gaetz argues in favor of, I'm in agreement with. 100%. Totally in agreement with the guy. The question is, how do you get there? And I'll tell you one way you don't get there is without a House majority, and I'm afraid that could be the outcome of this. Don't know. So I'm asking you, you tell me, do you think the outcome, what do you think, Kevin? We look back, however long from now, a year, 2 years, whatever, get a Republican president in 2024, are we going to look back on what happened yesterday as something that furthered the conservative cause or harmed it?
Early indicators, I think it's going to further it. I think that this is going to wake some people up that need to get on board with what, you know, what they promised to do. I mean, we needed this thing done starting in January. So let's start there.
I agree with you partly that there is a chance that it could be better as a result. But what I'm most concerned about is the Republican majority, holding the Republican majority. And there are 19 or 20 members of the Republican caucus that won in districts that Joe Biden won. They'd be called swing districts. So our majority is, what, 4 or 5 seats, and they hold 20 seats over there. These people, by the way, I think 5 of them are from New York. Incredible. I mean, literally New York State, of all places, helped put the Republicans in the majority. But they aren't exactly conservative fire breathers like you and I are. This is what you deal with when you have 335, 435 members of Congress or the House. You've got to understand that there's a spectrum there. You know, conservative, Matt Gaetz conservative versus, Republicans over there. So I tend to think this was a mistake, and I think that we're going to be harmed by it, but I hope that's not the case. I really hope that's not the case. I'm worried about the majority and squandering. And by the way, what is going to happen now, right? I mean, we get a speaker in there. Are we going to get this all back online and get cranking? I'd be concerned about that as well. Basically, I'm for Jim Jordan. I think Jim Jordan has been the adult in the room through this whole thing, sided with the speaker. Nobody doubts his conservative credentials or his ability to go after folks And he sorted this out and said, Gates wrong, McCarthy right, but we are where we are now.
And I was going to ask you, you've been to the Capitol or where office buildings run. Do they have a room big enough where they can take all of the House Republicans and put them in one room, ballroom at the Delta Marriott? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely do. They did it last night.
Yeah.
They did it immediately after the vote. Yep.
So why can't they do that, like today, and not come out of the thing till we have the plan? And then maybe you could take a couple of days off for the weekend and come. It's like, no, they're gone for a week. What up with that?
Well, again, until you have a speaker, you can't do anything. So I'm with you.
Well, let's do something then. Get a speaker.
Decide who it's going to be and go to work.
Today.
Yesterday.
And yeah,
by the way, if you really want government funded and you want some regular order and you want some progress, start calling every Democrat in the U.S. Senate.
Yes.
There's the big holdup right there. Short break. Back with your calls, questions, and comments on this hot topic today. 701-271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Bottineau County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedeger counties in North Dakota at Pfeiffer's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. We've taken the studios on the road with the Lignite Energy Council. Annual meeting, their 50th. The folks that keep the lights on. Always on when it's hot, when it's cold, when the wind doesn't blow. Affordable, reliable energy. That's why we're here. We're a big fan. Big fan. Bismarck Event Center today on What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with Julie Fedorchuk, member of the Public Service Commission. Randy Christman, a member of the Public Service Commission. Talk a little about grid reliability and talk about the importance of this industry to North Dakota, which is, by the way, under attack from every front. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us before the end of the hour, and we're going to talk about his thoughts on what's next. Kevin and I have a theory. Kevin, you started down this path, but I'm going to complete it. You said get everybody in a room. I agree. Get everybody in a room. Here's the second part. Don't let them out until we have a speaker.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
And then get that speaker up there on the dais and doing things today, now, immediately. Then I think we have a chance of looking back and saying, well, it was a little chaotic, it was a little messy, but by golly, they actually got something done.
Clearly none of these people in D.C. ever played a team sport. It's mind-boggling to me. Well, hey, listen, okay? We're not done here till we get a win. We're not done here till the game is not over just because you want to go home. No, if you don't like the way the playbook comes, convince me that you can come up with a better play. Otherwise, run mine.
Yeah,
and
no,
let's
exactly
get
right.
this done. It's
exactly right.
It's how
All
it's
right,
done.
Peter in Fargo, what's your take on this?
I couldn't agree with Matt Getz more. What's wrong with this country is the Congress has developed a way of doing things, and we're sick and tired of it. You know, my dad, when I was working back on the farm, we were hauling bales, got a flat tire. I decided it was time to go home and take a vacation. And when he saw me sitting at home, he says, "What's wrong? I got a flat tire." And he says, "Well, who do you think's going to fix it? Get out there, fix it, and haul the bales." I had a good leader. Now, that's pretty simplistic, but that's what they have to do. And Matt Gaetz said it last night. What's the first thing they do? They go home and cry. Take a week off. Who do they think is going to appoint the next one? Do they have to go behind doors and figure out who it is? Let's get to work. You know, they got to remember that the trouble at the border was done by the stroke of a pen. A stroke of a pen and a whole Congress, 450 people, can't fix it. I don't know what the hell they're doing there, except spending our money. So I've had it with them. I've had it. And Kelly, you know, there's a small window that gets us to heaven. There's a small window that gets reelected. And he's got to start realizing we're fed up with this. We, the people, are fed up with it. And I think I speak for many.
You know, I think you do, too.
So that's my thought.
There's a lot of us fed up. Unfortunately, we have a guy by the name of Joe Biden as president of the United States. We have a guy by the name of Chuck Schumer, who is the senator from New York that is the majority leader in the Senate. And we've got a bureaucracy.
That don't cut it anymore. What they have to do, if that's the problem, if a stroke of a pen can win, then they have to be there every day with a bill. They've got to be in court. They've got to, good Lord, they should be all over sitting in the courtroom at Donald Trump and refusing to do business until he's released from this burden we've got a legal department that is totally crooked. I mean, what the hell? And they could do nothing? I think they better reread the Constitution. There's got to be something in there that they can do. And if they're going to do nothing, then they should do nothing in a productive manner. And they wouldn't have all of us mad at them.
Do you think it's fair, though, Peter, to say they've not done nothing? They've done nothing? I don't think that's fair. I mean, I can argue all day long they did do it fast enough, and we shouldn't have been in this position with the latest continuing resolution and all that. But, I mean, they got an oversight committee. We know a whole lot more about Hunter Biden and all the connections there because of the Judiciary Committee. I mean, I would argue they've done a lot.
Here's the problem. I'm 77 years old, and that same excuse has been used for almost all of my adult life by the Republican Party. And I went from being a Democrat, got into business, decided to become a Republican, was damn proud of it, and it seemed like it was the only way you could go. But, you know, that excuse is an excuse. What we need to do is to see some real efforts. You know, one thing about Matt Gaetz is he has not wavered one inch in what he believes. And does he do everything right? Hell no, he's human. Does the Congress do everything right? Damn little, as I see it. I have no confidence. I used to be proud of the federal government. I have no confidence in it. Matter of fact, if I wouldn't be so damn afraid of going to jail, I would not send a dime to them until they get this fixed. We're being invaded from the border, and all they can say is, we did a lot, but we couldn't get anything done. I mean, Jesus, what's wrong with this country?
Don't blame him. He had nothing to do with it. It's a human error.
Yeah.
Is what it so, is.
No, I know. Matter of fact, I listened to a presentation on someone who died and spent a little time with him, and he said he's not going to fix it this time. Well, there's a lot of things we can talk about there, but and I'm talking about Jesus. So I think he's looking to us to fix this.
I share every ounce of your frustration. Every ounce of your, you've described it very well. You're obviously well read on this, following it all. I share every bit of your frustration. I know Kevin does too. We talk about it day in and day out. The question is, what tactics do you deploy to get to where we want to go? What tactics? And I don't think 4% of the United States House taking down a speaker is a tactic that in the end is going to help us get where we all want to go. That's all I'm saying. And you know, it's. I think the
well,
majority of Republicans that are engaged.
If we get a good speaker, who is got the ability to be a Nancy Pelosi for the Republican side, then maybe we can start focusing on getting together, and. And I think if they can't do that, then we've got people in there that are not looking out for our best interest. They're looking out for their own. And I know that there's several of them that fall in that category. I mean,
say, how about this name for speaker? Who do you want to be? It is. You're absolutely right. It is a war. By the way, I believe it's a spiritual war. So, you know, to your earlier comments about faith, I think this is it's all part of it. There's so much division. There's so much good versus evil that's happening right now. It's unbelievable. Before I let you go, Peter, tell me who you'd like to be speaker.
Let's have Kelly Armstrong try. Tell him to put in his name.
All right. Well, he's going to join us later today, so we'll do that. Another former member of Congress just walked by me. He's the keynote speaker for today. Colonel Alan West is here, Kevin. He's going to join us a little later on in the program.
Oh, big fan.
Put him in there as speaker. Fix that mess, right? Yeah, come
right.
on. Let's go. All right, more from the Late Night Energy Council annual meeting and more of your thoughts, questions, comments. Call us. What's on your mind?
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Vince with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. It's time to own a sauna. Why? Wellness. It's the ultimate wellness machine. It's better than a flu shot, as I always say. Why? Because you're inducing an artificial fever every day, and what does your body do? It reacts by sweating. But that's just one of the many benefits. Discover all the benefits of a Finleo sauna at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com or stop and see us at West Fargo, Grand Forks, or Bismarck. hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy is no longer Speaker of the House. A historic vote yesterday forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz was able to get every Democrat and just over a half dozen House Republicans to vote to remove him. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until a new Speaker election is held. Word is, a candidate forum for Speaker will be held next Tuesday, with the election being held on Wednesday the 11th. The House will be in recess until next week. Still no winner, so the big prize keeps growing in the already big Powerball jackpot drawing. The next chance to win big comes up later today with an estimated $1.2 billion on the line. If you would so prefer, as most people do, take that lump sum, that would be over $551 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Country because eight members of our conference give Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer unified control of the government, at least until we can figure out a path for a new speaker. I would like to have a position where one vote, particularly one of the most extreme votes, becomes irrelevant. Otherwise, it's the same clown car with a different driver.
That was Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who was on Fox and Friends this morning. He also gave the closing speech in favor of Kevin McCarthy last night. He'll join us a little later on in the program. So will Colonel Alan West, who is, of course, a great, solid Christian constitutional conservative, combat veteran, and a former member of the Congress. His life has been defined as one of service, sacrifice, and commitment to the Republic. Can't wait to get his take on this. He's the keynote speaker here at today's Lignite Energy Council day number one of their annual meeting. And so we'll chat with him. Also, Julie Fedorchuk. Always go back to her maiden name because I'm a dinosaur. Julie Fedorchuk will join us, member of the Public Service Commission, along with Randy Christman as well, later in the program. So we're looking forward to that. Let me just get in Kevin quick here, and then we have a guest joining us from the Lignite Energy Conference. Kevin, what's your vote?
Oh, I just made a comment for you and him and locking in a room. Think about what happens when a pope dies or getting a new pope in there. Everybody's locked in the room. All the cardinals, nobody leaves it. They do not leave it until they come to a consensus. So, you know what? Maybe all the Congress, Senate should all be locked up in a room until they get it together and figure out what's best for America. But think about how the Catholic Church handles that, and just a pope thing. You know, they don't leave a room.
They don't. They also pray about it. And I'm not sure that, of all the 535 members of Congress, that I would hope that they would all, pray about it, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we're in a majority out of all 535 members.
But it has similarities, though.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does. And I think
Kevin, you know what? Get them together. We need somebody that cares about the country, and that includes the Senate and the Congress. And get them in a room and fix it.
And the Democrats control the Senate, so you're not going to fix that. But could some Republican pass a rule that says unless you do the 12 appropriations bill and get back into the regular order, then we're not going to let you come home. We're going to keep the Congress open, filibuster like they used to do in the old days. Yeah, maybe we need a little bit of that. Who's the Matt Gaetz of the Senate? They could give that a shot. But, Kevin, the only impediment, I would say, to our get them in a room and don't come out until there's a new speaker is the fact that whoever that speaker is, and that's what Kelly was just saying, same clown car, different driver, if the rule is one member can vote to vacate and bring that to the floor. So that's why I think this is going to take some time, because they're going to have to change the rules. Otherwise, we're going to be right back here with, It'll be Steve Scalise. It'll be Tom Emmer. It'll be somebody else, and then somebody won't like them. And now we've established a new trend. So they really ultimately got to change that rule. I think Kelly's right. Other calls waiting. And, Daniel, if you'd give me names, that'd be helpful. 701-271-1100. I want to chat with Jason Bohr, who is the president and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. Joins us at the annual meeting, 50th annual. A little bit of history here, huh?
Yeah, we're beginning our 50th year of operation and super excited for that. It's a new era in the industry, very different than what we were going through 50 years ago. But we are excited for the future of the industry and glad to have everybody gathered here.
What is the state of North Dakota lignite industry?
We are definitely facing a regulatory onslaught, unlike anything we've probably seen for 10, 15 years. You know, from things like mercury to carbon rule to regional haze, what these rules generally have in common is detachment from scientific reality and the time needed to comply with them. I think for the most part, we have the ability to continue to operate sustainably in ways that are consistent with the objectives that have been set forth by even this administration, whether it's climate or whatever. We can meet those things, but the timelines that they're imposing upon us are unworkable. And
on purpose, isn't it?
On purpose. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not by accident at all. And what is the consequence of that, what you just described?
The grid will become increasingly unreliable, unstable, and more expensive. You will feel it in your pocketbook. You will feel it when your lights flicker. And you would better pray that it doesn't happen during an extreme weather event in North Dakota, where the consequences would be 10 times worse than an extreme weather event in Texas, when we saw how bad that was even then.
And the pressure on the grid is obviously larger when you have a weather event like that. Right?
Absolutely. And it will cascade through the economy. It will cascade through people's homes, businesses, the economy, and it will be crushing.
What's the way out?
The way out is to actually follow the science and say, what is possible if we want to continue our path that started decades ago of continually reducing emissions? We've done that. We've reduced emissions by 95% in some cases. Let us keep doing that on a timeline that works. We are the only people in the world who are seriously contemplating large-scale carbon capture projects. Let us get them to completion. Let us prove the technology. That's the answer, because then everybody wins. Then whoever is pushing these regulations in the Biden administration to reduce carbon, they can point to North Dakota and say, they did it. We want to do it for maybe different reasons. We see this huge economic opportunity in a commodity that is carbon. But I don't know why they're doing it, but that's why we're doing it. This is a big economic opportunity for us to create a new industry in North Dakota, sell this new commodity called CO2, and create a new economy that is creating prosperity in our state.
A thousand things I want to ask you based on that last comment, but I want to start with the fact that I don't know that I knew that what's on the table is the largest project of its kind in the world.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, so when Petranova was completed, that was the largest post-combustion capture project. So then Project Tundra at Minn Kota at the Young Station came and leapfrogged that to what would become the largest project. And now, not only do you have Project Tundra in the works, but you also have the Coal Creek Capture Project in the works, which would be a 1,000-megawatt project. So we've got massive interest in North Dakota. And it is because, over the past 20 years, we've developed this regulatory and economic framework that incentivizes the right things, which is research and development and practical application of that research development, not just for fun, but they are funded when they can demonstrate a tangible benefit for North Dakota's future. So that's what it forces our companies to do. That's why we get excited about them, because we know it's going to pay dividends for the state.
And, of course, Project Tundra, now part of the overall big picture with Summit Carbon Solutions, correct? How integral is that to this, the size and scope of the scale that you're talking about happening in North Dakota? Is it dented without the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline?
Let me just say, Tundra was going to be successful with or without Summit. I don't even know the degree of integration between Summit and Tundra. In my eyes, they stand on their own. And Tundra will continue to be successful as it has been doing with its own rolling out of landowner relations, with it giving leases, following the science to where it's going, and making sure that the project itself is technically successful. So I think those two things are not terribly interrelated.
The argument in favor of the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline project and the sequestration that would happen, and eventually the enhanced oil recovery that would happen, is that it makes your industry greener, right? And makes oil and gas greener. And explain the benefit of that.
Well,
your carbon score, unfortunately, isn't something that you prefer to have, but it's imposed on you, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but our industry is doing this for a different kind of green. This is financial. This is economic activity. CO2 is a commodity. You can price it right now in the market. People are buying CO2 in the market, putting it in pipelines, and transporting it to oil fields. We've got a source of that that we have not tapped yet. That's all we're doing. Maybe some people are doing this for a carbon score. Maybe, but that's not what is driving our industry. We see an economic opportunity. We see a potential to double the size of the industry, to move from 4,000 employees to 8,000 employees. What does the outside world think of the carbon score of that? I've never checked. Don't care. Because this is nothing but economic opportunity for us.
And really not anything different than you've done the last 50 years.
Correct. Great. This is another example of folks like at DGC saying, hey, we can also sell ammonia in addition to natural gas. Let's find out what the market is on ammonia and let's participate in it. That's all we're doing. There's a market for CO2. We're going to participate in it.
There's a lot of people that hear you talk about carbon sequestration and the difference that would make in the industry and everything else and believe it is caving in to the new Green Deal. What do you say to folks that that you know, are adamant that they don't want anything to do with Al Gore and John Kerry and the Biden extreme agenda, Infrastructure Act, all the things they've crammed down our throat? Are we succumbing to them?
Absolutely not. Two things can be true at any given time. And a perfect example of that is natural gas. The same people who think natural gas and oil should be left in the ground, they think natural gas should be capped. Natural gas used to be a waste product associated with oil development. It was flared. And finally, when people figured out a way to capture that natural gas and monetize it, it became a commodity. But those on the far left still think it ought to be left in the ground. They still think of it as a waste. That's what we're facing. Those on the far left are going to view CO2 as a waste forever. We see it as something that is an economic opportunity. So two things can be true at any given time. It's an economic opportunity to us. At the same time, we can recognize that those on the far left don't like it.
And are we losing by saying, okay, CO2 is a pollutant?
No. No, we're not losing at all. We're being able to take advantage of the market that exists. It's You can price CO2 right now in the oil industry. You can put it in a truck, you can put it in a pipeline, and it is already a commodity. You can price it on the market today, and it is not treated as a waste anywhere but in the minds of a few people.
What would make you sleep better at night, given everything you've laid out in the way of pressures in the industry? What's the fix here?
I think the fix is continued public awareness of the state of the industry and where we're going. The more people who know the truth about what we're doing, the better I sleep, because the truth is what guides people to understanding.
And we have work to do on that front, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but these blackouts, sadly, wake some people up.
They will.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what's going to happen. We'll talk more about the grid reliability with the PSC members a little later on. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yep, congrats on a great conference. The keynote speaker, by the way, is Colonel Alan West. And Lieutenant Colonel West is going to join us next hour. When we come back, Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind to talk about what happened in the United States House yesterday. Should be interesting. Your questions or comments are welcome for him, too, at 701-271-1100. More after this, live from Bismarck and the Lignite Energy Council 50th Annual Meeting.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, Swedish meatball kind of day today. And have that in Castleton, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Harwood as well. Swedish meatballs today. Chicken fettuccine is an option at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location as well. And at 12th Avenue and I-29. They're going lasagna, the downtown NP Avenue location, Glendon Lasagna, Yulin Lasagna, and are you ready for this, Kev? 45th Street, 9th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest, Pizza Hot Dish.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, now open in Castleton. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. Kelly, let me start with the question of the day. We're asking our audience, when the dust settles from this, will yesterday be something that will advance and help the conservative cause or hurt it?
Oh, I don't know. When the dust settles, I think it hurts it, and that's what makes me so sad. And about what happened yesterday, I think we have given unified control of Washington D.C. to Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden. I don't think anybody has 218 votes to be speaker, which means this could drag out longer than we would like it to. And I think more importantly, which I'm worried about, is we did more to open the House up to rank and file members, open amendments process, being able to access the floor, being able to access legislation than has gone on in the last 30 years. And I don't know how the new speaker would say, I want to do that again, because it sure didn't work out very well for the last guy.
Can you get in a room and not come out until you have an agreement with the caucus?
Sure, we can have an agreement with 210 members of our caucus. The problem is we have a math problem, and we have a four-vote majority, and we watched in real time what happens if eight members of our conference are going to side with all the Democrats. It happened in real time for the first time in 115 years in the U.S. House yesterday. So can you get into a room? I mean, I don't know how you negotiate with people who don't have any interest in governing.
Why is Matt Gaetz doing what he's doing in your view?
You'd have to ask Matt that. I think Matt has real personal animosity towards Speaker McCarthy. I think that is gone on for a very long time. I also think he really likes being the center of attention, and he has definitely succeeded in that over the last 2 weeks.
Why doesn't he run for speaker then? If he just wants
because chaos agents don't want to lead. I mean, he can't get any votes. I mean, and he knows that, and so that. I mean, that's where we're at, and we got to figure it out, and we got to figure it out quick, because you know what? The government, we get ourselves a 44-day extension with the worst deal possible because we couldn't get 21 Republicans to support the good deal, and we have 44 days to figure this out so we don't get rolled by Chuck Schumer.
John in Fargo, question for Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
So, Congressman Armstrong, last time, you know, I threw that bone out there about, say, defunding the ATF, among other things. Now, just hear me out, because you're a legal mind. I'm not. I once stayed in the Holiday Inn Express. That's as far as I've gone. When it comes to the weaponization of some of the various departments we've seen in recent years, and the fact that the House holds the purse strings of the nation, instead of defunding the departments, is there a way to basically defund the administrative levels of those departments and force the worker bees who actually go out, do the footwork, enforce the law? Like,
yeah, it's a good question, John. You're talking about just taking a scalpel to it. Is that doable?
We do. Well, we had amendments on the floor. I'll use CISA as an example. This is the place where a bunch of the people who worked in CISA censored things online and worked with social media companies. So we zeroed out. CISA is actually an important program, and we cut a bunch of it in our probes, but there was a bill to basically cut it to zero. I disagree with that. But we tried to zero out like 9 of their employees' salaries, like down to $1. It's called the Holman Rule. We did it. The amendments didn't pass, but I voted for all of them, and that's what I mean about the amendment process. I would be a little cognizant of the worker bee part of this. One of the greatest tricks that gets pulled, and I think Donald Trump learned this in his first presidency, is you take political people, put them into agencies, and then make them career people, and then they get the federal union backing behind them, and they're unfireable. So I actually think the worker bees are, in a lot of these agencies, are part of the problem, not part of the solution. But we have a mechanism to do that, and we tried to do it in some of our approach bills. We didn't get there, but we got a lot of Republican votes, and we should keep doing that and keep making that case.
Did Kevin McCarthy do anything wrong in your eyes that led to this?
You cannot be the Speaker of the House and not make some mistakes, particularly in a caucus as we have done. But he did more than the next 25 members combined to make sure we won the majority over the last 10 years. People who voted against him would not be in Congress if he didn't help them win their election. And he opened it up. But the biggest problem I have with all of this, if anybody gets a chance, they should watch Thomas Massey's floor speech, because he's exactly right. You can either guarantee an open process or you can guarantee results. You cannot guarantee both. And one of the biggest frustrating things with his critics is they demand a vote on the floor on term limits. Well, term limits didn't have enough votes to get out of the Judiciary Committee. Nancy Mace is demanding a vote on one of her bills. Well, it can't get out of committee. That's called regular order. If you can't get the bill out of committee, you don't have enough Republican votes to get it out of committee, then you can't demand regular order and also demand your pet project gets to come to the floor. Those two things are incompatible with each other. They're inconsistent, and I will always side on the side of regular order.
That makes sense. By the way, you schooled up the folks on Fox and Friends this morning. Nice job, because they were not aware that the aversion in the Senate versus the House was a little bit different on term limits. So it's a fascinating one as well. Kelly, thanks a ton. Appreciate you joining us on a busy day. Keep fighting, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind. Alan West, when we come back. The Colonel.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta of great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Set off your order.